It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Thea one, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut, a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, it is game 12 of 12 of a two-week homestand for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Today, they close up shop in game 6 of a six-game series against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hi, everyone. So glad to have you on board with us. Coming to you live from a chilly, little windy, even a little drizzly Maimonides Park. But as things stand right now, both teams out on the field warming up. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Well, Brooklyn back-to-back shutouts, 18 straight. Scoreless innings for Cyclones pitchers. The Aberdeen Ironbirds do not have a run since that 6-run top of the 10th inning from back on Thursday. Cyclones have momentum on their side, and it continued yesterday after what was just a splendid performance from Nolan McLean. The two-way player made the start on the mound yesterday for the Cyclones and had probably his best outing on the bump to date. 5 shutout innings, a career-high 8 strikeouts, only surrendered 3 hits en route to the win. Aberdeen as a whole only had 5 hits and left just 2 men on base yesterday. That's because not only McLean, but Victor Castaneda and Ben Simon, stellar out of the Brooklyn bullpen, Justin, and that motif of really outstanding pitching has continued over the course of the back half of this series.
Absolutely has. The pitching just outstanding the last couple of days for the Brooklyn Cyclones, and 18 consecutive scoreless innings, something that hasn't happened for the Cyclones in quite a while, at least in terms of having back-to-back 9-inning shutouts in consecutive days. And the Cyclones right now playing very confident baseball, especially on the mound. And you got another outstanding pitcher in Douglas Orellana getting ready to get the mound for the Cyclones under the rain and clouds here today.
Cyclones taking the field today as the Jefes. First day of our La Copa de la Diversión celebration here on Cinco de Mayo. So the Cyclones suiting up as the Jefes for the first time this season. They've got yellow and blue jerseys that they will sport today here in this Sunday series finale. You mentioned Douglas Orellana. He toes the slab for the Cyclones today. Orellana, who has been spectacular during his 5 appearances, 4 of them came out of the bullpen, made his first start back on Tuesday, and he really neutralized these Aberdeen bats, to say the least. Orellana, someone who was a reliever to start the year, but in his first start of the season back on Tuesday, went 4 1/3 scoreless, 3 hits, only walked 1. His counterpart, the guy who opened up this series for Aberdeen in a pitching capacity, was a very different story for Levi Wells, the right-hander out of Texas State, who did not make it out of the first inning. And Wells coming into play today carries an ERA that is nearly 14 through his 5 starts, so perhaps an opportunity for the Cyclones' bats to try to seize an early lead and give Orellana a little bit of breathing room as he tries to lower his ERA on the season that stands at 1.02 entering play today. So Orellana and Wells, who rung in this series for Brooklyn and Aberdeen, to close up shop here on this overcast Sunday afternoon. We'll step aside, come back with today's starting lineups ahead of Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Mets and Orioles, High A affiliate, before Brooklyn hits the road for 2 weeks. You're listening to it on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
We welcome you back to Maimonides Park ahead of Brooklyn and Aberdeen at 2 o'clock on this Sunday. There is a light drizzle on the field as things stand right now. Certainly capable of playing. The question becomes, does it get any worse for Brooklyn and Aberdeen here on this Sunday as far as that weather is concerned? But right now, proceeding with the 2 p.m. first pitch as things stand, here is today's starting lineups. First for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds, an even 500, 13-13 on the season. Enrique Bradfield, top prospect on this Ironbirds squad, back healthy, inserted into the lineup. He leads off and plays center field. Minor league rehabber Nick Maton, he bats second and plays second base. Matt Horvath had the day off yesterday. He's back in there today, the DH hitting third. Then Matthew Etzel, who is slowly cooled off a little bit, 0-for-3 day for Etzel yesterday, still at 318 on the season. He's the cleanup batter, playing left field. Creed Willems, the catcher, he bats fifth, and Elio Prado out in right hit sixth. Carter Young at third base today, Young a switch hitter, he will bat seventh, followed by Jalen Vasquez, the shortstop, hitting eighth. Adam Retzbach, the first baseman, bats ninth, rounding out this Aberdeen batting order. And on the mound for the Ironbirds this afternoon is the right-hander Levi Wells. Numbers for Wells this season, not too pretty. Five games, all of them starts, 13.91 ERA, carries an 0-2 record across 11 innings, 15 strikeouts to 10 walks, and his whip is nearly 2.5. Now for the home Cyclones, 14-12, one game above Aberdeen in the standings as things stand entering play on this Sunday. Here's Gilbert Gomez's nine. Wilfredo Lara leads off and plays right field. Jeffrey De Los Santos in the infield today. He plays third base and hits second. Nick LaRusso bats first. He is the first Nick LaRusso plays first and bats third. Day off today for Ryan Clifford in the Brooklyn lineup. William Lugo, the shortstop, is the cleanup batter, followed by Drake Osborne batting fifth and doing the catching. Junior Tillian's the DH. He's in the sixth spot. Then Jose Hernandez out in left field bats seventh, followed by the speedy Omar De Los Santos, the center fielder, hitting eighth. Then Kevin Villavicencio rounds out the Brooklyn order. He bats ninth and plays second base. And on the mound today for the Cyclones, none other than the right-hander Douglas Orellana, making just his second start, but sixth appearance of the season. 1.02 ERA, doesn't have a win or a loss to his name so far this year, but an impressive 21 strikeouts to 7 walks across 17 and two-thirds innings. One more time quickly for both teams. First, Aberdeen, Bradfield, Maton, and Horvath, the top three. Etzel, Willems, and Prado in the middle, followed by Young, Vasquez, and Retzbach, the final third, with Levi Wells on the mound. And for the Cyclones, Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, LaRusso, the top three, then Lugo, Osborne, and Tillian, 4-5-6. 7-8-9 is Hernandez, Omar De Los Santos, and Villavicencio. And starting today for Brooklyn, right-handed pitcher Douglas Orellana. Orellana making his second start of the season. All right, we will step aside as Gilbert Gomez and Felipe Rojas Jr. the two managers exchanging lineups and having a conversation with our two-man umpire and crew, Jamal Allen and Connor Kroll, as we get ready to ring in baseball on this overcast Sunday afternoon. We will step aside when we come back, get you on your way with Justin for first pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen as we tie a bow on this two-week homestand for the Cyclones. Don't go anywhere. First pitch after the break.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse, with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
We'll be right back.
Well, for lack of a better word, it's disgusting out on this Sunday afternoon. Gray skies, a bunch of wind and rain here on Coney Island, but not enough to keep baseball away on this Sunday, the final day of a two-week homestand as Los Jefes de Brooklyn, Copa de la Diversión Day here on Coney Island as the brand-new Copa uniforms getting broken out today. Let's take a look at the defense behind Douglas Orellana tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jose Hernandez, Omar De Los Santos, and Wilfredo Lara. Third to first around the infield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, William Lugo, Kevin Villavicencio, and Nick LaRusso with Drake Osborne as the catcher behind the plate. Douglas Orellana on the mound today underneath these rainy skies, making his sixth appearance, second start for Orellana, his second start this week. No record, a 1.02 ERA, 10 hits in 17 and two-thirds innings, 7 walks and 21 strikeouts. Enrique Bradfield Jr. reinstated off the IL earlier this morning. He sees the first pitch of the day, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner, and we're underway at 2:01 Eastern. Bradfield was hitting .234 before the injury, no homers, 6 RBIs, the 0-1. And a breaking ball from Orellana drops in there. And the count 0-2. Bradfield placed on the IL back on the 23rd of April. This is his first game since April the 20th in Hudson Valley. The 0-2 pitch high in the count of ball and two strikes. Bradfield, the Orioles, first-round pick last year, number 17 overall out of Vanderbilt. Number 5 prospect in the system by MLB.com. The 1-2. Fastball at the letter, strike 3 called, and a good way to start the afternoon for Douglas Orellana. One up, one down, one strikeout. And that K brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. Visit Brooklyn Cyclone or BrooklynFootballClub.com for more information. Nick Maton, the batter, minor league rehabber, and he's out in front of the curveball. It's no balls and a strike. Maton did not play yesterday, 0-for-3 on Friday. Struck out a couple of times before he was lifted for a pinch hitter, the 0-1. And Maton fouls it into the air to the left. And it's quickly 0-2. Maton 1-for-8 this week on a rehab assignment with Aberdeen. No homers, no RBIs. The righty sets at the belt, the 0-2, and Maton takes down and away. It's a ball and two strikes. You know, right now here on Coney Island, a rather raw 51 degrees. Real feel more like 48, the 1-2, and he got him swinging. Pulled the string that time, did Orellana, the breaking ball once again. A back-to-back strikeout start today, two out in the first.
Well, after how many McLean punched yesterday, career high 8 for him, these Aberdeen bats have had a lot of trouble putting the ball in play against Brooklyn starters. Orellana following suit punches the first two of the afternoon.
Brings up Mac Horvath, the designated hitter, and he takes outside in the count 1-0. Horvath also had off yesterday for Aberdeen. Orioles second round pick last year, hitting a .171. 12 for 70. This popped in the air to right. Out is the second baseman Villavicencio into his left on the move, Lara. And he makes the running grab, ranging into foul territory to retire the side. So Brooklyn pitching has now held Aberdeen scoreless for 19 consecutive innings. We head to the home first. Aberdeen nothing. Here comes Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. Levi Wells back to the mound this week. Had a bumpy start on Tuesday night. Lasted just two-thirds of an inning. Gave up a season-high tying five hits and a season-high six runs. Walked one, struck out one, and a 9-2 win for Brooklyn. Wells making his sixth start, 0-2, a 13.91 ERA. 17 hits in 11 innings. 10 walks and 15 strikeouts. As outstanding stuff was the Orioles' fourth-round pick last year out of Texas State University. Baltimore very high on the right-hander. And you know he's chopping at the bit for a little bit of revenge here on this Sunday, as Jamal Allen pointing for something to get removed from adjacent to Aberdeen's third-base dugout. Wilfredo Lara will lead things off. And the first pitch from the right-hander, a fastball cut on and missed at 94. And it's 0-1. Lara, 1-for-4 yesterday, had the big three-run triple in the fifth inning. As that one down and away, it's even at a ball and a strike. Lara hitting at 200, 11-for-55. No homers, four runs batted in. 3-for-16 in the series. The 1-1 from Wells. And tied up inside, dialed that up to 97, did Wells. It's a ball and two strikes. Lara, the Mets, number 23 prospect, according to MLB.com. Just turned 20 years old last weekend. The 1-2 from Wells, and a ground ball back up the middle, past the diving glove of Jalen Vasquez, and into center field for a base hit. So Wilfredo Lara leads off the game with a ground ball knock. And Brooklyn has one on, nobody out, for Jeffrey De Los Santos.
Wilfredo trying to get things going in the right direction. Had that three-run triple yesterday and starts his day in the leadoff spot with a single.
Oh, now Jeffrey De Los Santos. He was in the leadoff spot yesterday. Went 1-for-4 with a double. He's reached in all four games he's played so far with Brooklyn this year. 3-for-13, runner goes. And De Los Santos swings and fouls it back. And the count 0-1. Jeffrey 3-for-13, a double, two RBIs. Just 20 years old from Higüey in the Dominican Republic. Turned 21 at the end of the month. The righty offers. Lara stays put this time. As Jeffrey takes up and away, it's even at a ball and a strike. Jamal Allen calling the balls and strikes behind home with Connor Kroll on the bases. The 1-1 inside nearly hit him. They say it didn't. Goes all the way to the backstop, and Lara takes second base anyway. It sounded like it hit something. There was some sort of dull thud. At least that's what I heard on its way by. Maybe it hit off the glove of Willems. But it's two balls and a strike.
Sounded more like a crack, almost like it hit some sort of elbow guard or something.
That's what I thought it hit. But Jamal Allen does not. No argument from Aberdeen. 2-1 now. And De Los Santos goes fishing for the breaking ball. It's even at 2-2. Wells, the 118th overall pick last year, signed for $500,000. Started his college career at Texas Tech in the Big 12. Lara takes his lead, the 2-2 pitch. And a fastball down and in at 98 that time from Wells. And it's full 3-2. I can't say I remember Wells dialing up the fastball to this level when he threw in the opening game of the series on Tuesday. Consistent rain falling here on Coney Island. The payoff pitch, and De Los Santos, a foul tip into the glove of Willem, strike three. Took 18 miles an hour off the fastball, an 84-mile-an-hour change. And there's Wells' first strikeout this afternoon. Now here is Nick LaRusso getting the start in the three-hole today with Ryan Clifford and Stanley Consuegra getting the day off. And the righty's first pitch is a fastball fouled off the mask of Willems. It's no balls and a strike. LaRusso did not play yesterday in the 4-0 win, hitting at 299. Two homers, a team-best 14 RBIs, was 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored on Friday. The 0-1 from Wells, and a breaking ball hit in the air to right. Drifting towards the line is Prado. Lara will tag. Prado makes the catch. Lara on his way to third, and a flat-footed throw by Prado. Lara overslides third, and since Vasquez cut off the throw, Lara able to scramble back. Yeah, with the wet turf here this afternoon on Coney Island, the base paths may turn into a slip and slide.
Yep.
Might need to start those slides a little bit earlier as Lara still able to get there safely.
Well, Fredo learning that the hard way, but I'm sure that will be a point of emphasis when he goes back in the dugout and rejoins his teammates to make everyone aware of that fact.
So now here is William Lugo. And a balk is called. A balk was called before the pitch against Levi Wells, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead. Lara was off like he was trying to steal home plate, and then Lugo just calmly stepped out of the batter's box, and that is how Brooklyn has the game's first run. Looked like shades of Jackie Robinson for a minute. As Lugo takes a strike, it's 0-1. Well, that was certainly a unique way for someone to score a run on a balk.
And I think Wells had no idea.
It's what it seemed like, the 0-1. Inside, it's even at 1-1. Didn't hear much from either Jamal Allen or Connor Kroll. That clearly what was ruled. And it's 1-1 on Lugo. As Wells misses inside, it's 2-2. Defensively behind the right-hander this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield, Matthew Etzel, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Elio Prado. The 2-1. Down, it's 3-3. Third to first around the infield, Carter Young, Jalen Vasquez, Nick Maton, and Adam Retzbach, with Creed Willems doing the catching behind the plate. As this one socked hard down the left field line, but foul. Oh, my goodness. William Lugo obliterated that baseball. It was just a tad bit out in front. Sent it 111 miles an hour the wrong direction. The payoff pitch, Lugo serves one out of play to the parking lot. And it remains 3-2. Lugo 0-for-2 yesterday with a couple of walks. Enters play today tied for third in the South Atlantic League with 20 free passes. The payoff pitch struck him out on the slow breaking ball. Good off speed from Levi Wells, as he strikes out a couple in the first. But Brooklyn does pick up a run as Wilfredo Lara singles and scores on the balk at the end of one. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Go to the top of the second inning. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead on this rainy and rather gross Sunday afternoon. Not exactly the picturesque day you'd hope for to close out a two-week homestand, but the Cyclones, or today, should we say, the Jefes, powering through. Copa de la Diversión afternoon here on Coney Island. As Matthew Wetzel will lead things off here in the top of the second inning. Douglas Orellana, a 10-pitch, 1-2-3 top half of the first. Wetzel 0-for-3 yesterday, hitting at .318 in 23 games. And the righty's first pitch just outside. And the count 1-0. Wetzel, two homers, 13 runs batted in. Has reached in eight straight games, 12 for his last 29. The 1-0, high, it's two balls and no strikes, but that mark was at one point 12 for his last 19. He's 0 for his last 10 after having a five-game multi-hit streak snapped earlier this week. As the 2-0 over with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, it's two balls and a strike. Wetzel celebrated his birthday on Tuesday. Happy belated birthday to Matthew, turned 22 years old. As he takes outside and low, it's three balls and a strike. Originally committed to Texas A&M out of high school, but broke his leg playing football as a high school senior. A 3-1, and Wetzel out in front, it's a full count. Broke his leg playing football his senior year of high school. Spent the fall semester at Texas A&M, but then left the school shortly after, ended up at Panola College in Carthage, Texas, as Wetzel goes fishing and comes up with a bag of air. Douglas Orellana, another strikeout. That's his third already, and one out in the top of the second for Creed Willems.
And I believe all of them, or rather two of them, on the off speed at this point. So Orellana doing a very nice job being unpredictable here early.
Brings up Creed Willems. And the lefty swinging catcher takes outside for ball one. But Wetzel on to Panola College and then, of course, on to Southern Miss where the Orioles took him last year. Willems 1-for-3 yesterday. This skied left side over to his right, Jeffrey De Los Santos, but this one will get about eight rows back. It's a ball and a strike. Willems has reached in 13 straight coming into play on Sunday. 13 for his last 45. Hitting at .295, a league-best six homers and 21 RBIs. Brooklyn today wearing the neon yellow Copa de la Diversión alternates. As Willems takes high 2-1. Part of the minor league baseball Latin community outreach program. The 2-1, down and away, it's three balls and a strike. With brand-new uniforms, the old ones were navy with a lot of silver and light blue. This one, a little more gold, a little more purple. Jefe is across the chest in white. The 3-1, and a breaking ball check swing did not go on appeal, says Kroll. And Willems will be Aberdeen's first base runner. He works a one-out walk. Brings up Elio Prado. 2-for-4. Had a double yesterday. He's had himself a really outstanding series this week. Prado 7-for-20, a double, 4 RBIs. Hitting at .221, 12 batted in. And the right-hander just misses low. And the count 1-0. But white numerals on the back with a navy blue border. White pants down just below the kneecaps for Orellana. Red and gold trim along the side there. Tall navy Sox runner goes. Prado swings. And this one laced off towards the first base concourse and beyond. It's even a ball and a strike. Met-colored cleats for Orellana. Royal blue Nikes with white soles. Then be a light navy blue cap with that gold crown logo on the front, the 1-1. And a curveball down. It's two balls and a strike now on Prado, who was originally signed back in 2018 by the Boston Red Sox. Was traded back in July of 2019. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but it's almost 5 years ago. will be 5 years ago this summer as a throwback to first Williams Dives back. But the guy Elio Prado was traded for, I can't even remember the last time I saw him pitch. It was Andrew Cashner. Was the guy the Red Sox acquired as this one ripped into center field. Back into his left, Omar De Los Santos. And with the wind blowing in, it'll hang up for him to make the grab. It looked like Prado squared that one up mighty well, had a triple-digit exit velo, but it seemed like that ball just came to a crashing halt in straightaway center. So one on and two out for the third baseman, Carter Young.
And fortunately for Omar's sake, the wind didn't take it all too much in either direction.
Lefty batter, and that fastball high in the count 1-0. Young 0-for-2 yesterday, did walk in that ball game, 1-for-12 in the series, but has reached in his last four. The 1-0 from Douglas, and a fastball strike at 92, it's even at 1. Young coming into play this afternoon, 8-for-73 at the plate. It's a 110 average with 7 RBIs. 1-0 Brooklyn, the 1-1, and a nice snap dragon. Shovels its way in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Third baseman De Los Santos playing off the line with the lefty up. The 1-2 bounces in front of the plate, kicks to the left of Osborne, and no chance as Willems scoots up to second on the wild pitch. So Aberdeen pushes that man to scoring position. That's just the second wild pitch of the year for Orellana. Lights on here at the stadium under gray skies. A break even. And he struck him out swinging. Foul tip on the slider. Orellana 4 strikeouts through 2. And extend that Cyclones pitching staff scoreless streak to an even 20 innings. We head to the home second, 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, Levi Wells back to the mound for Aberdeen. Cyclones a 1-0 lead. Calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to watch some baseball for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by our friends at Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read 4 books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. Drake Osborne takes low. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. 1-0 the count on Drake. And Wells offers Osborne early. Off speed at 83, it's even at 1. Shout out to our graphic design star, Lily Clark. Also helps run our social media pages. for dropping Johnny and I off some hot chocolate here on this chilly afternoon as Osborne takes a strike 1-2. It's more wet than chilly, I'd say. But I feel like Gary, Keith, and Ron for a second getting a food delivery here at the in the booth.
We might have to do a taste
Osborne
test.
Osborne outside, it's two balls and two strikes. What's the etiquette on slurping on air? You need to call Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David and get a verdict. 2-2 the count on Drake. The 2-2 pitch down and away and the count full. Three balls and two strikes, but thank you to Lily and anyone else who is behind the scenes making that happen. We greatly appreciate it. Now I have a second hand warmer for my other hand.
Yeah.
Payoff pitch to Drake. And a foul tip off the glove of the catcher, Willems. Aberdeen wearing the powder blues again today. Gray pants, iron birds, and white script across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. Powder blue cap, powder blue bill. Orange crab logo on the front. The payoff pitch roped into left field, and that one's down for a base hit. Osborne makes the turn at first. He will hold there. Love the Drake. And Osborne aboard with another leadoff base hit. Brooklyn's had two in as many innings today.
Well, 0-for-4 day for Osborne yesterday, but just surging hot to begin this 2024 campaign. And right back in the hits column where he has made it a point to be pretty consistently over the course of the first month or so.
So once again, Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on. And now Junior Tillian enters the day with a seven-game hitting streak. And Wells pumps a fastball by him up in the zone. And the count, no balls and a strike. Tillian, 8-for-24 on this homestand. That is the course of his seven-game hitting streak. Went 2-for-3 last night, the 0-1. And a good breaking ball. Looked like the slider that time from Wells. And the count 0-2. And you know what? That is very interesting. Just got a message from our assistant general manager, our main man, Billy Harner, with a great little nugget about these Jefes uniforms. As Tillian takes a call, strike 3, 97 at the knees. And just like that, the leadoff man still... Leadoff man stays put at first. But one out now in the second inning for Jose Hernandez. 0-for-3 his last game on Friday. 1-for-6 in the series. But the colors of the new Jefes uniforms, which are gold, lighter navy blue, and a little bit of looks like teal on those uniforms as well. As there is a call strike. Outer half, it's 0-1. These were the colors worn and are paying homage to the Queens Kings. Now, some of you may remember that. I remember it from, I want to say it was the 2000 Mets media guide that I had as a kid. I think Benny Agbayani was featured displaying the caps and jerseys for the Queens Kings. They were the precursor to the Cyclones, played on St. John's campus back in the 2000 New York Penn League season. That breaking ball, low runner goes. Throw down a second is dropped by Maton. And safe at second base with a stolen bag, Drake Osborne. So the count 1-1 on Jose. And Osborne now at second base with one out. His first career stolen base as a Brooklyn Cyclone and just the second in his professional career. The 1-1. Outside, it's two balls and a strike, but they played at St. John's campus. They were actually a Blue Jays affiliate. They were affiliated with the Blue Jays before the Mets took over and the franchise moved to Coney Island in Brooklyn in 2001. But that's the origin story for these gold-tinted uniforms this afternoon as Hernandez takes a called strike, and it's even 2-2. Do you remember anything of the Queens Kings, Johnny? Or
not
is that before
much.
Your time?
Before my time. Before my time. Their only season, right when I was born.
It's like one of those weird things you just still remember from being a kid as Hernandez fouls it back 2-2. And being the sports nerd that I was, in many cases still am, you know, spent the time perusing through that, especially in that 2000 season. And, yeah, there's just something about that. I need to go back home to my parents' place in Fort Lee and see if that media guide made the trip from my childhood home. as Hernandez swings and misses. 96-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone. Another strikeout for Wells. Two out in the second inning.
I'm sure it's still laying around somewhere.
Fourth strikeout for Wells tonight. Only reason why it might not be is because of the moving. When, you know, it's sort of like our parents when they were growing up and things start getting moved around. It's like the old box of baseball cards that get thrown out. My dad and his younger brother, my Uncle David, still...
A world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I want to correct something before we go to the third inning. Rob Ford was the on-field MC for the Queens Kings. He wasn't the play-by-play guy, but I think he ended up having a pretty good career in the play-by-play business a little while afterwards. We head to the top of the third inning. 1-0 Brooklyn R score to take over the play-by-play. Here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, I'd say he's doing all right for himself, Justin.
First, he's got a World Series ring.
Of the third is a breaking ball that misses high to Jaylen Vasquez. 1-0 World Series, a couple World Series rings, a couple of no-hitters sprinkled in there as well. 1-0 misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes to Jaylen Vasquez. Rob Ford, I believe, a Bronx native and Syracuse alum as well. 2-0 on the way to Vasquez. Misses rather a called strike, late called strike on the outside corner. 2-1. Was lucky enough to be in on a couple of panels during my time at Syracuse. Rob Ford coming back as an alum and speaking to us aspiring broadcasters as a 2-1 misses up and away. Three balls and one strike from Douglas Orellana. So far, so good for Douglas. Sat down the minimum, 1-2-3 in the first, and only a one-out walk in the second. 3-1, misses low, ball four. So second walk issued of the afternoon by Douglas Orellana. He puts Jaylen Vasquez, who does have plenty of speed on the bases. So Orellana, I'm sure, will need to pay him some mind over at first base. One on, nobody out, 1-0 Brooklyn here, top three. Only run of the day came on a balk issued by Levi Wells, Aberdeen's starter, in the first inning. First toss misses below the zone to Adam Retzbach, last Aberdeen Iron Bird to come to bat today. 0-for-3, a pair of strikeouts yesterday. Righty-righty matchup, Retzbach playing first base this afternoon. 1-0, Retzbach takes a fastball for a called strike. Nice job by Orellana location-wise there to paint it on the outside corner. And it's 1-1. Well, it has continued to be a steady drizzle, really, for the entirety of this game up until this point. Twist and a throw over to first to check on Vasquez. He's back safely.
Feels like it's picked up maybe just a little bit in the last half inning or so.
Just enough to be annoying, but not quite enough to halt any sort of play on the field below. Plenty of fans have their umbrellas out in the main seating bowl. Another check on the runner. Safe again. So one ball, one strike on Retzbach at just .132 this season. After him, we'll go back to the top for Enrique Bradfield Jr., playing in his first game of this series, just reinstated off the injured list. Here's a 1-1. Retzbach takes inside, ball two, 90 on the gun that time from Douglas. And it is two balls and one strike. So we told you yesterday these two teams really kind of flip-flopping record-wise over the entirety of this six-game set. Orianna holds, 2-1, runner goes. It's up and in for a ball. The throw down from Osborne, online and in time. He got him. Jalen Vasquez caught stealing 2-4. Drake Osborne displaying the cannon, and it's bases empty, one away, 3-1 count on Retzbach.
Yeah, Christian Pregen did a good job limiting the run game yesterday, and Drake Osborne picking up where he left off, especially after Aberdeen sort of ran wild to start the series.
So I'm sure Orianna will give him a nice thank you after this frame. 3-1 in there for a strike on the change, and now the count full. It's always crazy to think about just how much a caught stealing can shift the momentum and shift the narrative of a half inning. You go from a man on and nobody out to now bases empty, one away. Retzbach calls for time, digs back into that righty batter's box. He stands right towards the back of it, slightly open stance, payoff, misses low, ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Orianna, who has now walked three this afternoon as the wind picks up a bit here from Maimonides Park. So a runner on first and one away for maybe the most dangerous hitter in this Aberdeen lineup in Enrique Bradfield. Lefty batter playing center field. Brooklyn hasn't seen him yet this series until today. First pitch, he shows bunt and pops it up foul over the netting and into the seats. Got some serious arc on that bunt just to clear that mesh netting and give a fan a souvenir. Not a bad souvenir either. Bradfield, a highly touted prospect in this Orioles system. Orianna tosses the baseball back to the Brooklyn dugout. He wants a new one and gets it from the home plate umpire, Jamal Allen. Nothing and one, the count on Bradfield. Playing in his first game since April 20th. Third baseman Jeffrey De Los Santos off the line. Bradfield takes an 0-1 offering, a changeup right down Broadway. And it's 0-2. Righty arm on the lefty bat. Orianna works out of the stretch. A belt set, a pause, and now an 0-2. And it is flared foul down the left field line out of play. Count remains no balls and two strikes. 1-0 Brooklyn here top three. Crazy to think how quick this two-week homestand flew right by, but it's been a pretty good one for the Cyclones at that. Back-to-back shutouts, 0-2. Hit on the ground, right to the third baseman, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Stumbles a bit, goes to second to get the lead runner, that's all. So De Los Santos had a little bit of trouble finding his footing as he popped his way back up onto his feet after retrieving the ground ball.
And this is interesting. And because Douglas Orianna threw a 4 1/3 innings on Tuesday. This is the first time he's pitching this year on 4 days rest. Gilbert Gomez going to come out, take the ball from Orianna. His day done after 2 2/3.
So it will be two away with a runner on first as the speedy Bradfield reaches on the fielder's choice. We'll have the new arm for you after a break. Appears to be your Danny Ventura on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. Douglas Orianna's day done after 2 2/3 innings on the bump. Yordani Ventura ready to make his second appearance of the series. He came on in support of Orianna, picked up the win on Tuesday. 3 2/3 shutout and three hit innings. No walks, five strikeouts in that ballgame. Ventura been very good this year. 2-0 at 2.57 ERA, making his sixth appearance, Johnny. Big difference between last year and this year, the strikeout-to-walk ratio, 20 Ks, just three walks.
And you mentioned that 5-0 in that category. Last time out for him back on Tuesday after he relieved Orellana. He comes on with two out and a runner on first. Brooklyn leading 1-0. Here top three, set to face Nick Maton, lefty batter. Ventura works out of the stretch with the runner on first base. And his first toss, Maton takes a fastball a little bit low, and it's 1-0. Rain picks up a little bit here. Ventura peers in to get the sign from Drake Osborne. Also the wind, certainly adding to an interesting weather day, to say the least. Maton will rest that bat off his left shoulder. Ventura wants to check on the speedy Bradfield. He's back safely. And it's 1-0. Well, you would hope, from a Cyclone standpoint, by the time they return home in a couple of weeks, welcome the Hudson Valley Renegades to town, that chill in the air will be a thing of the past, but always possible in the month of May. 1-0, runner goes, check swing, it's a strike. The throw from Osborne low, skips off the mitt of the shortstop Lugo and into center field, but Bradfield will stay put at second base. Nice job on the backup by Kevin Villavicencio, the second baseman, who slid all the way to the left side of the second base bag in shallow center to get to that baseball quickly and keep Bradfield put at second. But it is a swiped bag for Enrique and a runner in scoring position for Aberdeen here, top three with two away. 1-1 the count on Maton. Brooklyn trying to make it 21 straight frames without a run given up. 1-1. Maton ropes it down the first base line, and it's a fair ball. It rolls all the way down to the right field foul pole, and that scoreless streak will indeed come to an end. Maton's going three. The throw finally comes into the cutoff man via Vicencio, and it's an RBI triple for Nick Maton to tie the game.
Yeah, it looked like Lara had some trouble picking the ball up down by the right field fair foul pole, and Maton able to easily go all the way to third with the RBI knock. So 20 and two-thirds innings in between runs for Aberdeen. An impressive streak for Brooklyn. But like all good things, they must come to an end.
Not the way Ventura would have wanted his inning to start. His first pitch misses inside to the righty swinging Mac Horvath. Now Aberdeen does have the go-ahead run on third base. 1-0 the count with two away. Infield swung to the left. Horvath seeing his first bit of action since Friday. 1-0-2 a misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. So Maton an RBI triple. That was the first Iron Birds hit of the day. Only base runners before that had been via the walk. 2-0 the count on the former UNC Tar Heel Mac Horvath. DHing today for Aberdeen. 2-0. Horvath pops it up a mile high into the atmosphere. Shortstop Lugo in onto the green-shaded turf and squeezes it with two hands to retire the side. But Aberdeen does pull even, one run on one hit and one left at the end of two and a half. 1-1 our score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We welcome you back to Maimonides Park, where the score is 1-1 as we go to the bottom of the third alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz, and now we have the pleasure of being joined by a very special guest. It's our kidcaster for the game, Alex. Alex, how are you today?
Good.
You're doing well? You having a lot of fun at the game today?
Yeah.
Is this your first time out to a Cyclones game, or have you been here before?
I think I have.
You have? Okay, awesome. What's been your favorite part
I
so
haven't.
Far? Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay, first time. First pitch is a called strike to Kevin Villavicencio. 0-1. What has been your favorite part so far today?
Of what?
Of being here. What's the best thing you've done today so far here at the baseball game?
Well, I kind of haven't done anything
You
yet.
Just hanging out, just watching the game? All right, that's okay. We're sorry the weather wasn't a little better for you. It's a little cold, but I see you got your jacket. You're staying warm. Who are you here at the ballpark with today?
I just saw Rossi, my friend.
Okay, great.
From school.
Very nice. What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, okay. Villavicencio takes strike three, one away. How do you like kindergarten?
Good.
What's your favorite subject in school? What do you like to do in school?
Well, I like to do the math.
Okay, very nice. First pitch hit on the ground by Wilfredo Lara, right to second. Up with it, Maton, and over to first for out number two. Alex, are you a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
I like Mets.
You like the Mets? That's the right answer. Good job. If you said the Yankees, then we wouldn't have been friends anymore. Those are the bad guys. I'm just kidding. That's okay. First pitch upcoming to Jeffrey De Los Santos. He takes outside. It's 1-0.
You excited for the summer, Alex?
Yeah.
Any fun summer plans? Are you going to go hang out at the beach?
Yeah.
Go in the pool?
Maybe.
1-0 is a foul ball, third base side, and it's 1-1. Are you more of a summer person when it's nice and hot outside, or do you like the winter when it's cold and maybe some snow?
Summer.
Summer, yes. Me and you both.
Make it three.
One ball, one strike, two outs. On appeal, he did go around, so it's 1-2 on Jeffrey De Los Santos.
You doing anything exciting this summer, Alex?
Any fun summer plans? You still got some time. That's okay if not. Oh, you're going to camp,
yeah.
I hear? Okay, very nice. That'll be fun. 1-2. Hit foul down the third baseline and out of play, and it stays one ball and two strikes. So, Alex, I know you said this is your first time at a Cyclones game. Is this your first time ever at a baseball game, or have you been to a baseball game before?
I have.
You have. Okay. A Mets game?
Yeah, but with basketball.
Oh, basketball. Okay, very cool. Drop third strike. De Los Santos is going to take first base because the ball went all the way to the Aberdeen dugout on the third base side, and the catcher, Creed Willems, by the time he tracked it down, De Los Santos had already parked in at first. So a strikeout for Levi Wells, but a two-out base runner for Brooklyn here in this 1-1 tie. That'll bring Nick LaRusso up to bat. So, Alex, do you like the jerseys that the Cyclones are wearing today? They look kind of similar to your jacket, the yellow. You look like you could be one of the players out there with the yellow shirt on.
Why is there only one yellow person that I see?
Yeah, well, he's batting right now. That's Nick LaRusso.
That's why there are only blue people then.
Right.
Blue.
Right. That's the other team. That's the Ironbirds. They're wearing blue. They're in the field right now. The Cyclones are wearing the yellows. You'll see all of them on the field next inning when they come play defense.
Just where is the yellow team?
Right now, the yellow team is all in the dugout, but you can't really see them. They're trying to stay dry. They're in that bench area over there, but underneath that overhang, we can't really see them that well from here. They'll be back out in a couple minutes, though.
Playing a good game of hide-and-go-seek right now.
Yes. They're trying to stay dry, just like us underneath this here. 2-0 the count on Nick LaRusso. So you mentioned you've been to a basketball game before. Was that a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Awesome.
One time the Nets win.
Oh, the Nets. Very nice.
100.
Oh, that's a very high-scoring game. We don't see that high of a score in baseball. It's only 1-1.
Might be here a while. Yeah. 101-100.
I wish the Cyclones would score 100 runs. That would be fun.
Yeah.
So when did you go to that game? Was that recently or a long time ago?
I think kind of like a few months ago.
A few months ago. Very nice. Jeffrey De Los Santos steals second base. 2-2 count on Nick LaRusso in this 1-1 tie.
I think it was last year.
Okay, very cool.
And I already went to like 3 Nets games last year.
Gotcha. Very nice.
Sounds like a great time.
2-2, LaRusso chops it to third. Carter Young off a hop, low throw, dug out by the first baseman Retzbach to retire the side. Well, Alex, this was great. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I hope you had fun. Have a great time at the ballpark and enjoy the rest of the game, all right?
We'll have to have you back out here when it's a little bit warmer and nicer.
Yes, exactly. All right, we'll take a break after 3. 1-1 tie here from Maimonides Park. Middle infield double play depth, swung to the left as well, or right I should say, to the lefty batter Willems as the first pitch misses down and in, and it is 1-0. Willems today walked his first time up, did advance to second on a wild pitch, but no further than that. Aberdeen's lone run coming on an RBI triple from Nick Maton in the top of the third. 1-0 to Willems, change up for a strike, it is 1-1. American flag in dead center blowing directly towards us. 1-1 the count on Willems. Ventura, a twist and a good throw. Not in time, though. Tried to catch Edsel, who is a comfortable 4 or 5 strides off the first base bag. Another large lead for him here as LaRusso holds him on. 1-1. Chopped on the ground. LaRusso snares it at first. Throw to second for one in time. Double play. He got him. Wow. What a play by Nick LaRusso at first base to grab that ball down out of thin air, fire it over to second for the lead runner, and then William Lugo a quick relay on the return for the double play.
Yeah, and Willems, it looked like, tripped over the feet maybe of Ventura as Giordani racing over to cover the bag, and Willems took a nasty somersault spill. Thankfully, he's all right and jogging off the diamond.
So 3-6-1 on the twin killing. And now it's bases empty, 2 gone for Elio Prado. First pitch, wave and a miss at a breaking ball, 0-1. Prado lined out to center his first time up. Outfield certainly recognizing that wind is blowing in like crazy, playing a little shallow. Particularly Omar De Los Santos in center. Time called by Prado, who now steps back in and awaits an 0-1 delivery. Misses down and away, 1-1. Yeah, Omar's been playing rather shallow all game. Not necessarily based on the hitter, the matchup, more so just due to the fact of the wind. Prado again over the top of a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. It's great to have our kid caster Alex with us in the previous half inning. Ventura right back to work. Full wind. 1-2 pitch. Misses down and away. Goes all the way to the backstop. But no harm, no foul with nobody on the base paths. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Space is empty. Identical line scores up until this point. Each team a run on 2 hits. No errors. 2-2. Hit on the ground. Foul on the left side of the third base bag. And we'll do it again at 2-2. So Ventura coming on in relief of Douglas Orellana, who struck out 4, walked 3. Didn't surrender a hit over 2-2/3. Check swing on appeal, did not go. And the count now full. But as you alluded to earlier, Justin, I think both of us were a little caught off guard when Gomi came out of the dugout, but you mentioned Orellana, his second start of the week, did go back on Tuesday. No reason to overwork him here before the road trip. 3-2, misses up and in, ball four. So Prado will occupy first base. A man on with two gone, and that will bring Carter Young, a switch hitter batting from the left side, up to bat. So that is the fourth walk of the afternoon issued by Brooklyn pitchers. We'll see if this one looms large at all with the go-ahead run on the bases now and two away for Carter Young. Ventura shifts gears to the stretch in his first pitch. Young shows bunt. It's a strike anyway, and it is 0-1. Toss over to first base. Well-timed, but not quite enough to get the runner Prado. Ventura, a couple times with that pickoff move, hasn't missed by much. Perhaps providing him with that much more optimism to try it again. Oh, one home. Young has to dance out of the way of it. Missed down and in, 1-1. Carter, a former Vanderbilt Commodore. One of the more decorated collegiate programs over the course of the past decade. Switch hitter hitting from the left side. 1-1. Young hits it in the air. Down the left field line. Hooking foul and out of play. Lands about six rows deep. Just in front of the Aberdeen bullpen down the left field line. And now Young will need to get defensive. It's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn's only run of the day. Home on a balk. That came back in the bottom of the first. Aberdeen has since responded with a run of their own in the top of the third on a Nick Maton triple. That's where we stand. Ventura's yellow jersey blowing about in the wind. 1-2. Look out. Misses down and in again. Two balls and two strikes. And for the second time in this at-bat, Young has had to alter his positioning to avoid getting hit by the pitch. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Prado keeps his lead off the first base bag. LaRusso holding him on, 2-2. Misses up and away, three balls and two strikes. Back-to-back curves that time from Ventura, neither of which he had the pinpoint accuracy on. See what he wants to do here, 3-2. Out of the stretch, the righty delivers. Wave and a miss, strike three. Went to the breaking ball again. That time he got Young to bite, and it retires the side. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth, 1-1 tie from Maimonides Park on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Levi Wells, day done after three innings, as Preston Johnson on to make his second appearance of the series.
All right, Justin, thank you. Bottom four, Brooklyn trying to pull out in front. 1-1 tie, William Lugo. First of a 4-5-6 trio up to bat here in the frame for the Cyclones. Johnson out of the Aberdeen bullpen. First pitch, Lugo takes a changeup for a strike, nothing in one. Shout out to Mary DiBernardo chiming in from Section 7, saying there's a mini you, meaning mini me, I guess, behind them in Section 7. A kid calling the whole game. Got to get those reps in somehow as an 0-1 is hit foul. Third base side, nothing in two. Always great to bring that tape recorder and from the seats, just call the game, even if nobody's listening. 0-2 to Lugo. Pitch misses down and in. One ball, two strikes. You ever do that, Justin, growing up?
Never did it at a game, but definitely did it a lot watching games as a kid. Also a lot playing video games.
That's where I was going to go. 1-2. Misses low. Two balls, two strikes. Whole lot of practice reps calling MLB 2K back in the day. Madden, NBA 2K, of course. 2-2. Misses down and away. Three balls and two strikes. Feel like that's something that every play-by-play guy has done at some point or another growing up.
Be weird if you didn't.
Three balls, two strikes. Johnson from the full wind, his payoff. Lugo takes down and in, ball four. So Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on for the third time today. Runner on now with nobody out for Drake Osborne.
Action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, especially after Ventura threw nearly four innings the other day.
First pitch to Drake Osborne. Starts him out with a breaking ball, 0-1.
I want to say that is Justin Lawson up in the right field bullpen as we speak.
Well, Lawson has been nothing short of spectacular all season. Similar case can be made for Drake Osborne at the plate now, who has one of two Cyclone hits today. And he swings and misses through a changeup, and it's 0-2. Lugo off of first, no balls, two strikes. Johnson from the stretch, and the pitch misses down and away, 1-2. Johnson has those bright blue cleats to match his Aberdeen jersey. Whole lot of pop with both these jerseys today. Brooklyn, of course, the Hefes on this Sunday afternoon, part of La Copa de la Diversión. 1-2, swing and a miss. Osborne down on strikes. So one away as Johnson has his first punch out of the afternoon. Lugo remaining on first base as Junior Tillian set to come to bat. Middle infield plays double play depth. Aberdeen's first baseman Adam Retzbach holding the runner on for that exact reason. A toss over to check on Lugo. He's back safely. Now a first pitch upcoming to Junior Tillian. Holds that bat high off the right shoulder. First toss. Tillian takes low and in, 1-0. Mention that seven-game hitting streak for Junior. Still in only 217 this season. Six of those seven games during the hit streak, he's only had a single base hit. 1-0. Misses outside 2-0. Say only, of course, seven-game hitting streak, nothing to scoff at. But the multi-hit performance yesterday, first such performance of this stretch for Junior. 0-1 today, struck out looking. First time through. 2-0 the count on him. Righty arm on righty bat. Johnson deals home, check swing, foul ball all the way back up towards us, and it's 2-1. That's the second time today a half-hearted swing has put a ball all the way back here. Check swing from Tillian, and then there was a bunt attempt earlier that somehow cleared the netting behind home plate and worked its way all the way up towards us. Lugo in front of the cutout takes his lead. 2-1 count on Tillian. Johnson deals. Wave and a miss. Big hack from Tillian that time around. His momentum took him all the way across home plate. And now it's 2-2. Day off in the field for Junior today. He's Brooklyn's DH. Johnson tangles the right arm across his frame. Now comes set at his stomach. Ready to heave a 2-2. Gives him a fastball and misses a little bit low the zone. Tillian a patient eye. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose Hernandez on deck, then Omar De Los Santos after him. Rain still falling here at Maimonides Park, but I don't know if I would quite call it a drizzle. I think it's evolved beyond that, more of a light, steady rain. But still not crazy heavy. At least enough to pause the baseball on the field. Another throw over from Johnson. That time it was a little bit high. Retzbach had to jump up in the air to make sure it didn't go all the way off the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 on, 1 gone. Johnson deals. Tillian swings and misses for strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs for Preston Johnson. That time he got Tillian on the breaking ball. Second time Tillian has struck out today. And it's 2 away for Jose Hernandez. Each team still with only 2 base hits so far today. 1-1, bottom 4. Hernandez, first pitch swinging, pops it up, backwards, and into the seats. Sounded like it took a hard carom off of something. Not quite sure what. Hernandez did not play yesterday and just 0-91 this season. Awaits an 0-1 delivery from the right-hander Johnson. Here it comes. And Hernandez lays off, up and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Be an exciting week in the world of New York sports. Of course, you've got baseball season in full swing. Cyclones will be down in Rome, Georgia. Taking on for the first time the Rome Emperors. 1-1. Hit in the air by Tillian down the right field line. First baseman Retzbach watches this one go to the seats. And it's 1-2.
Yeah, first ever meeting against the Rome franchise since the Cyclones joined the South Atlantic League in 2021.
Of course, formerly the Rome Braves, but undergoing that name change.
I want to say the only person on this team that's been to Rome, Georgia, was Gilbert Gomez when he was a player. I think as a member of the Columbia Fireflies, or was it with Savannah?
1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Johnson trying to get out of this fourth, and he does. So 1-2 is a breaking ball swung on and missed by Jose Hernandez. So Johnson comes on, and after walking William Lugo, proceeds to strike out the next 3. No runs, no hits. 1 left at the end of 4, tied up at 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. and combine internet with Optima Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. If you were with us a couple of days ago, you know that Jonah Tong is not allowed an earned run through 23 and two-thirds innings. Same can be said for Justin Lawson, yet to allow an earned run through 11 innings and change in six appearances out of the Brooklyn bullpen. Comes on in a 1-1 tie as we go to the fifth, Justin.
A disgusting Sunday afternoon here in Coney Island. Rain, wind, it is raw, it is frigid. The Cyclones and Aberdeen Ironbirds continuing to power on as Justin Lawson's first pitch is a check swing, and Jalen Vasquez takes low. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Vasquez walked his only time up today. Rhett Spock and Bradfield Jr. will follow. A 1-0 from Lawson, and the fastball high, two balls and no strikes. Just been a consistent rain throughout the course of the afternoon. But this turf field doing a great job absorbing a lot of that water. As Vasquez fouls it back, it's 2-1. Only thing natural on that diamond right now, the batter's circle and the pitcher's mound. You see it taking on some water, but not a terrible amount. And everything has found a way to work out so far this afternoon as Brooklyn trying to secure another series victory here at home. At worst, a series split as Vasquez takes a fastball at the knees. And the count 2-2. Lawson, 13 strikeouts and 11 in a third innings, has allowed just two hits and two walks so far this season. 4-for-4 in saves as Vasquez fouls it off his foot before it rolls into fair ground. Lawson pitching for the second time this week. Threw on Wednesday, gave up his first run of the year, but it was unearned. Over 2 1/3 innings, struck out a pair in the Aberdeen victory. The 2-2 inside and low. And the count full at 3-2. Final line for Yordani Ventura this afternoon out of the bullpen. Ventura ending in a third, no runs, two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. 23 pitches, 12 strikes did allow the inherited runner to score. Still the only tally Aberdeen has registered today. The righty deals, and Vasquez fouls it off the hands. And it remains at 2-2. Aberdeen, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 3. A pretty similar line for Brooklyn as this popped in the air. Third base way, Osborne loses the mask by the warning track, and this will get a couple of rows into the seats. It stays at 3-2. Well, Brooklyn, the same exact line. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Brooklyn, as we mentioned, will pack up, hit the road. The next 2 weeks after today, the 3-2 outside ball 4. And Justin Lawson issues a leadoff walk to Vasquez. Not just the third walk of the year allowed by Lawson in his first since April the 20th. I'm sure that damp baseball not helping Lawson's grip for the course of this afternoon. As Adam Retzbach, who walked in his only plate appearance, will step in. And the righty offers. And a swing and a miss. It's no balls and a strike. Aberdeen, though, will return home on Tuesday. They'll open up a series against Hudson Valley at 7:05 at Lido's Field. As Retzbach in the air, right center field. Over to his left is Omar De Los Santos, but Wilfredo Lara in the right center field alleyway makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. Back to the top of the lineup, and Enrique Bradfield Jr. A struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice tonight for Aberdeen. He's also scored the Ironbirds' only run. Stole a bag his last time. Was his 10th of the year. He had another Ironbird with double-digit stolen bases already. And it's just May the 5th. This stung on the ground a second, coming on via Vicencio. Makes the toss on to first for the second out of the fifth inning. As Vasquez advances 90 feet in his scoring position. Nick Maton's produced the only run of the game for Aberdeen, an RBI triple off Ventura back in the third inning. And the minor league rehabber will be the batter, former 2018 South Atlantic League All-Star. Good baseball family, his older brother Phil, a pitcher in the bullpen for the Rays, who are taking on the Mets this afternoon at the Trop. As Maton takes low, 1-0. So one brother facing the Mets, another brother facing the Mets High A affiliate. Then a third brother, I believe Jacob Maton, now pitching, also in the South Atlantic League. The Rangers affiliate, the Hickory Crawdads in North Carolina. 1-0 high, it's two balls and no strikes. I still believe that the only South Atlantic League team, that'll be the case after Tuesday, that the Cyclones have never played. And that will still be the case, at least barring a postseason trip at the end of this year. As a 2-0 over for a strike. And the count 2-1. Rain continuing to seemingly pick up in terms of amount as this game bowls along. The 2-1. Check swing, foul ball. Seemed like ball found bat. You can see based on the body language from Maton the frustration. And the count evens at 2-2. Lawson, 15th round pick of the Mets last year out of NC State. Trying to keep this a one-all game through 4.5. The 2-2 outside at 87. And the count full. Mac Horvat, the designated hitter, waits on deck. Right arm dangling at Lawson's side as he gets the sign. Runner goes. Pitch outside, ball 4. And Maton works a walk as Vasquez steals third base. A good piece of base running by Vasquez. As now Aberdeen has the go-ahead run 90 feet away, and especially with the damp atmosphere here today, certainly increased probability for a wild pitch or a passed ball. So now Horvath, righty with an open stance, and this in the air off the end of the bat to center. Omar De Los Santos onto his left, makes the catch, and Aberdeen held off the scoreboard in the fifth. No runs, no hits, and two men left on walks at the end of 4.5. We're tied at 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at one. Preston Johnson out for a second inning of relief. Now, you know, it's an ugly day when the first base coach, John Vaughn, taking advantage of the Cyclones' first base dugout, being right next to his post as the first base coach, as Omar De Los Santos takes outside for ball one, waited to the very last second to come out of the dugout to take his post in the first base coach's box, the 1-0. And De Los Santos takes a strike. It's even. Omar 0-for-1 today. Ground out to second, his only time up. 8-9-1 to up for Brooklyn. De Los Santos, Villavicencio, Lara, then Jeffrey De Los Santos after that, as Omar rockets one off the top of the screen down the third baseline. And the count of ball and two strikes. Take a look at the Mets affiliate's scoreboard here in the bottom half of this fifth inning. A lot of this damp weather up and down the eastern seaboard on this Sunday as Omar grabs a piece. Remains a ball and two strikes. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the ninth inning. They trail Rochester Nationals affiliate 6-0. Been limited to just 5 hits this afternoon. Tough day at the office for former Cyclone Dom Hamill. The 1-2 line drive to the left of the third baseman Young and into the outfield for a base hit. De Los Santos rounds first. He'll stop there. And Omar rockets one. Brooklyn's had the leadoff man on now in 4 of 5 innings today. And great speed on the bases with nobody out for Kevin Villavicencio. Struck out looking his only time up. He's 0-for-1. Double-A Binghamton, they were supposed to play this afternoon. As the first pitch to Villavicencio shows bunt, pulls back. And a nice group by Willems keeps everyone put. Well, their game canceled. They don't play Hartford again in the first half. So their game outright canceled. Will not be made up because of the inclement weather. Up in Binghamton, New York. Runner goes. The 1-0, a slap line drive broke the bat of Villavicencio. And a foul ball up the first base line. It's even a ball and a strike. Single A St. Lucie played a matinee today. 12 o'clock start at home against Jupiter. They were held scoreless as the Hammerheads won 4-0. But in the St. Lucie Mets defense, they faced a major league pitcher for 5 2/3 innings. Jesus Luzardo on rehab, 5 2/3, one hit, shutout innings, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Well, safe to say he's ready for the next step. The 1-1 to Kevin Villavicencio as Johnson gets the sign. Worked from the third base side of the slab. The 1-1 and Villavicencio in the air. Back behind second base. Shortstop Vasquez on the first base side. A second makes the catch on the brown shaded turf. And one away now in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, Luzardo, they're hoping a bright spot in what has been an otherwise bleak season up until this point for the Miami Marlins. Of course, the Arise trade the other day that sends about as dejecting message as you possibly can to your fan base in terms of almost kind of admitting you're out of it as early as things are.
A throwback to first, and De Los Santos able to get in safely. Yeah, Luis Arise, a four-hit game in his Padres debut yesterday. While the Marlins got taken to the woodshed by the A's. Runner goes, pitch in the dirt. Willems can't field. And Omar De Los Santos will close the stolen bag by walking to the base. His 16th stolen bag of the year. His franchise record extending 53rd. And the count 1-0 on Lara. De Los Santos just has been unstoppable on the bases this year. Now breaks a tie with Tavian Josenberger for second place in the league. Chandler Simpson entered the day leading with 23. As Lara takes up and in. It's 2-0 now on the Brooklyn right fielder today. But Jupiter beating St. Lucie. The only hit the Mets had against Lusardo down in the Florida State League, the 2-0. And a swinging strike from Lara. Spun himself, almost was staring at the fans behind home by the end of that one. Two balls and a strike. But Jesus Baez, one of the youngest players on that St. Lucie Mets roster, doubled off Lusardo in that ballgame. A lot of talented bats in that young St. Lucie Mets lineup. The 2-1 pulled foul on the third base line. It's even at 2-2.
And even going down a level further, Justin, the Florida Complex League season getting underway. They've got, by all measures, a loaded lineup as well.
Dropped their first game of the season yesterday. No game today. As time called at home. Man at second, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at one. And playing under a consistent rainy sky since the very first pitch on this Sunday afternoon. A long pause from Johnson, the 2-2. Runner goes. Pitch outside. Throw down by Willems. Careens off the glove of the third baseman, Young. And De Los Santos is going to get up and score to give the Cyclones a 2-1 lead. Stolen base. Number 17 on the year for Omar De Los Santos. And the throwing error by the catcher allows Brooklyn to take the lead once more. That'll be the first error of the day for Aberdeen. A 2-2, and Lara can't hold up for strike three. So two down now as Preston Johnson picks up his fourth strikeout. Base is empty, two away for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey 0 for 2, reached on the drop third strike, wild pitches last time, also stole the base. And he takes high in the count 1-0. But the Mets right now trying to salvage the final game of their series in Tampa. They lead the Rays 5-4 in the top of the sixth as this is soft ground ball to third. To his left, Carter Young. And the former Vanderbilt Commodore makes the play to end the inning. Well, this is an official ball game now, as Jeffrey De Los Santos steals his way around the bases and scores on an error to give Brooklyn a 2-1 lead after five on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Mitch Hillert and the Cyclones ground screw going to work here in between the fifth and sixth innings. putting some diamond dry on the mound and home plate. And just now the Cyclones, or today the Hefes, beginning to take the field for the top half of the sixth inning. Mitch Hillert, groundskeeper here on Coney Island, continuing the conversation with Jamal Allen and Connor Kroll. It is rainy and gross on this Sunday afternoon. No other way to put it. Any other way to put it would sort of be a lie here on this Sunday afternoon in Brooklyn.
A consistent spritz.
Yeah. A spritz, sort of like a faulty shower head on this Sunday afternoon. No one strong, steady stream, just little sprinkles throughout the entire atmosphere. And that a big reason why this game has continued on without any stoppage or delay. And the only delay, really, you just saw it right before the start of the sixth inning because of the wet surfaces at the mound and home plate. But after Mitch and his crew went to work, Cyclones getting ready for the top of the sixth inning, holding on to a 2-1 lead. Mitch, a former ball player in his own right, was on the Irish national team before getting into the groundskeeping game. Matthew Etzel will lead off for Aberdeen here in the top of the sixth. Etzel, Willems, and Prado. The three scheduled to bat for the Ironbirds here in the sixth inning. Lights on here at the stadium. Credit to the fans. Everyone pretty much who has come out to the ballpark today has stayed throughout here on Coney Island as Etzel takes outside. A lot of fans standing underneath the canopies on the first and third base sides. The 1-0. And Etzel takes a called strike. It's even at one. It's great to have Alex, our floor and decor kids, our kids caster of the game. Earlier this afternoon, as the 1-1 outside, it's two balls and a strike on Etzel. The Mets, as we were telling you before, a 5-4 lead right now in Tampa against the Rays, trying to win their first game at Tropicana Field since 2015. The 2-1 check swing foul ball. And it's even at two balls and two strikes on Etzel. Juan Francisco Lindor, a two-run home run in that ballgame. Luis Severino has struggled with his command. The 2-2. And Etzel in the air, right center field. Over to his right is Lara. Stops to a knee, makes the catch. Oh, what a job by Lara to stay stationary and make the catch. Nearly overran that ball in the raindroplets. And one away now for Creed Willems. Willems 0-for-1 with a walk this afternoon. Ground out to first his last time. That was into a 3-6-1 double play. And he foul tips into the glove of Osborne. It's 0-1. Severino walked 6 today after his near no-hit performance on Monday against the Cubs. The 0-1 fouled off the hands. And it's no balls and two strikes now on one of the Orioles' top 30 prospects. But, of course, the story of the weekend, it feels like, for the Mets is what happened at the Trop yesterday. As Willems takes low, it's 1-2. Christian Scott officially becoming the 99th former Cyclone to make the major leagues. Boy, was he outstanding yesterday for the Mets. The 1-2 popped in the air. Back behind the plate, Osborne watches that one land in the seats. It stays 1-2. Scott gave up hits to the first three batters he faced and then promptly got a strikeout, a double play to get out of the first inning, and then he was the Christian Scott we've seen over the last 2 years the rest of the way. 6 2/3 innings of one-run ball as this one slapped fair down the third base line, rolling all the way towards the Ironbird bullpen. Picked up there by Jose Hernandez, and Creed Willems will stop at second with a one-out double. It's a great piece of hitting by Willems, barely keeping it straight to the right of the third base pillow. A fair ball and extra bases for the Ironbirds catcher And now the tying run in scoring position with one out for Elio Prado. Ronnie deals, and Prado puts one in the air to center. Sending Omar De Los Santos back, turns around, makes the grab. Willems bluffs a tag. A throw comes in on a bounce to third base. And so Creed will turn around and retreat back to the back. So two out now in the sixth for Carter Young. But Christian Scott yesterday, outstanding. Was awesome to see his family in attendance. Scott, a Florida kid, getting to make his debut in his home state. And a lot of favorable comparisons after his debut, and not just because of his jersey number. Wearing Zach Wheeler's old 45, and a lot of people who saw Scott for the first time yesterday were eliciting comparisons between him and the National League All-Star. A little bit of lofty expectations for Christian, but the 24-year-old certainly met the moment yesterday, Johnny.
And he looked the part, too, particularly with the way that game started. Allows the run to come home, three straight hits.
The 0-1, and Young chases off the plate with a fastball. It's 0-2.
Everybody kind of holding their breath, thinking, oh, boy. But to showcase some of his just electric stuff, which a national audience got to see, the game on Fox last night, just proving that he belongs.
The 0-2 pitch pulled on the ground behind first. Staying down on it is LaRusso. Underhand flip to Lawson in time to end the inning. Well, it's not going to get a 10 for beauty points that play, but LaRusso and Lawson able to connect for the out, and Aberdeen strands the tying run at second in the sixth. No runs, a hit, one left. We're through 5.5. Still a 2-1 Brooklyn lead on Valley Live Bones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Preston Johnson back to the mound for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. A very wet Maimonides Park on this Sunday afternoon. The Cyclones, as part of their first Copa de la Diversión night of the season, playing as Los Jefes de Brooklyn, and they are the bosses in charge right now. They've got a 2-1 lead going to the home sixth. Nick LaRusso, William Lugo, Drake Osborne, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Brooklyn in the nifty gold alternates, as the first pitch from Johnson is over for a strike in the count 0-1. Breeze whipping right back at us, coming straight towards home plate. The 0-1, LaRusso back through the middle and through into center field, a base hit. Well, Nick LaRusso continues his strong hitting to start the year. Another base hit and extends his hitting streak. And the Cyclones again have the leadoff man on, this time to start the sixth inning. Leadoff man has reached in all but one inning tonight. That was in the third. Cyclones have put at least one man on in every inning today. William Lugo has walked. He's 0 for 1, and he takes down and away. A count even at a ball and a strike. Russo leads off first. The righty's 1-0. Now Lugo takes inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Aberdeen, one run, three hits, one error. That's the costly one that allowed Brooklyn to take the lead. Six men left so far. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits, no errors. They've stranded three. As the slider from Johnson down and away, it's three balls and no strikes. Johnson gets the one he wants. See what he does with the 3-0 pitch. And Lugo taking all the way, watches a strike. And the count moves to 3-1. Right arm dangling at his side. Long black sleeves on either end of that powder blue top. The 3-1. And Lugo takes low, another walk. His 22nd free pass of the season. He and Ryan Clifford have combined for 49 walks for the first month and change so far in 2024. Two of the top accumulators in the league. And Brooklyn now with two on, nobody out. And Drake Osborne, the hitter. Osborne, one of Brooklyn's four hits. He's one for two. And the breaking ball outside, and the count 1-0. Looks like someone about to head down to the Aberdeen left field bullpen to start warming up. I think most of the bullpen guys, at least on the Aberdeen side, have been hanging out in the third base dugout today. As the 1-0 fouled off the hands, it's 1-1. Got that bullpen mound tarped off down the line and left. I think maybe keeping the relievers as warm as they can in the dugout before sending those called upon out towards the elements. This will be Johnson's 46th pitch. The 1-1 to Drake. And the snapdragon over at the knees. It's 1-2. A quiet day on Coney Island. A look at second from Preston, the 1-2. And Osborne puts it in the air to left. Back into his right. Etzel now racing in with the wind, carrying it in. And Etzel in a full sprint makes the catch, nearing shallow left. Etzel thought that ball was drifting back towards the fence. And then with the wind blowing in and now a bit towards the first base dugout, Etzel had to get on his horse to run that ball down for the first out.
And showcase that sprint speed as well. Needed every inch of it to get there in time to make that play. But made up for the lost ground, out number one.
Junior Tillian's 0 for 2, trying to extend his hitting streak. And he swings and puts one again in the air to left. Third base side, calling for it, Carter Young in a few steps, makes the grab. And two away now in the sixth. Two on, two out. Jose Hernandez will dig in. Jose, a couple of strikeouts on this Sunday. Cyclones won't be back home again till May the 21st. Be that first meeting of the year against the reigning first half champs in the North Division, Hudson Valley. As Hernandez again on a fly ball left side. Etzel waiting, now racing in on the move, still coming, makes the catch by the bill of that powder blue cap, and the side is retired. So Brooklyn gets the first two aboard in the sixth, but can't do anything with it. We head to the seventh at rainy Maimonides Park, 2-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Top of the seventh inning, Justin Lawson back to the mound for the Cyclones as the rain droplets continue to fall here on Coney Island. Brooklyn a 2-1 lead on the Ironbirds, trying to take 4 of 6 in this six-game series. Vasquez, Retzbach, Bradfield Jr., 3-2 up in the seventh, and to take over the play-by-play, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, trying to make it back-to-back 4 of 6 series wins are the Cyclones. They're in the driver's seat right now, 2-1 as we go top seven. Aberdeen has 8-9-1 due up to face Justin Lawson. First pitch is skied in the air to shallow right field. Kevin Villavicencio, the second baseman, in a foul ground, can't make the catch. The wind took it at the last possible second. Villavicencio still had his back facing home. Sort of came at it from an awkward angle, and the wind certainly did not do him any favors. So, Jalen Vasquez gets bailed out, and he will retreat back into the batter's box and await an 0-1 delivery from Justin Lawson. Wilfredo Lara, the right fielder, came in to try to help out, but it was Villavicencio who wanted that ball the whole way. And just at the last possible second, it took a hard right turn on him, and he could not make the play. So now the 0-1 hit on the ground right to the third baseman, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Rifles over to first for the inning's first out. Cyclones lead it 2-1. Brooklyn a run in the first, one more home a couple of frames later in the fifth. They do only have 4 base hits so far this afternoon, but enough offense to have a slight edge on the Ironbirds right now as Adam Retzbach digs back in. Bases empty, one away. Swings and misses. Had a good breaking ball from Justin Lawson. 0-1. Lawson still yet to allow an earned run this season. 0-1. Catches the inner half, called strike, and it's nothing and two. Lawson, we told you earlier, a former member of the Wolfpack out of NC State. Righty quick to work, Retzbach calls time, tries to disrupt him. Now the 0-2, cut on and miss, strike three. So Lawson punches Retzbach, and there's two away. That, of course, is part of the dynamic now with the pitch clock. You think about those hitters calling time and maybe a bit of strategy to it, trying to disrupt that flow and rhythm. Lawson's first pitch, called strike on the outside corner to Enrique Bradfield, and it's 0-1. Bradfield has scored Aberdeen's only run today, 0-1. Misses outside, 1-1. He reached on a fielder's choice in the third, proceeded to swipe second base, and then was driven in on a triple by the man who stands on deck right now in Nick Maton. 1-1 the count. Lawson on Bradfield. Here it comes. Misses outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. So an encouraging sign for Orioles fans to see Enrique Bradfield return to this Aberdeen lineup. Spent the last couple of weeks on the injured list, but seeing some action here on this Sunday afternoon. 2-1, misses outside, and it is 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawson, ready to deal, 3-1, misses outside, ball 4. So Bradfield aboard now for the second time today. That is the second walk issued by Justin Lawson since coming on in relief out of the Brooklyn bullpen. And it does put a runner on base with 2 away as Maton digs back in. Maton, the only Iron Bird with a ribbied so far in this game. First pitch rockets it over the head of the second baseman via Vicencio. Dunked into right. Throw comes in the third from De Los Santos, but it's offline. Overslid the bag, but he's back in time. Well, heads up by Bradfield to get back to the pillow in time. Jeffrey De Los Santos doing everything he could to apply the tag on the throw in from Lara, the right fielder. Lara's throw was not online. De Los Santos, though, thought maybe he would have a chance to make the play, but instead, he's safe, just got underneath the tag, and it does put men on the corners with two away for Mac Horvath. So Lawson out of the stretch, men on the corners, two gone, tying run on third. First pitch misses down and away, 1-0 to Horvath. So the slippery conditions almost costing Bradfield there, but just got back underneath the glove of Jeffrey De Los Santos. 1-0. Swing and a flare into shallow right, and that'll tie the game. Lara relays into the cutoff man. An RBI single from Mac Horvath as Bradfield touches home. Maton up to second, and we're knotted up at two. So Lawson allows his first earned run of the season. And it's two on with two away for Matthew Etzel. Righty arm Lawson working on Etzel, the lefty. Starts him out with a breaker low, 1-0. So it's Maton on second, Horvath 90 feet behind him. Top of this Aberdeen batting order. Going to work on a two-out rally to pull him even here in the seventh. 1-0. Fouled away, 1-1. So for Aberdeen, two runs, five hits, an error. Brooklyn only the four hits. An identical two runs. They have not made an error in the field. 1-1 on the way. Etzel fights it foul. Out onto the concourse. 1-2. So I'm sure frustrating for Lawson, who had this inning within reach. Sat down the first two batters in Vasquez and Retzbach. Ground out in a strikeout. But different pace for Aberdeen since then. 1-2. Hits to practically the same exact spot. Foul, third base side. Remains one ball and two strikes. Sirens blaring from out on Surf Avenue. Lawson steps off. He wants a new baseball. Home plate umpire Jamal Allen needs a couple new baseballs at that. It has been that kind of day. And now Lawson gets a fresh one and retreats back high atop the mound. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on in this 2-2 ball game here, top seven. 1-2, a comebacker over the middle. Shortstop Lugo to his right makes the play to first in time and retires the side. But not before Aberdeen pulls even on an RBI single from Mac Horvath. For the Ironbirds in the frame, one run on two hits and two left. Stretch time in Brooklyn. In a 2-2 tie on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan, MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Moving right along, we go to the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 tie, Aberdeen just pulled even here on the Cyclones Radio Network, the Bally Live app. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this rainy Sunday afternoon alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. It'll be 8-9-1 for Gilbert Gomez's Cyclones to come to bat. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Omar De Los Santos, Kevin Villavicencio, and then Wilfredo Lara. First, Omar De Los Santos, who has scored one of Brooklyn's two runs today. Preston Johnson back out, giving Aberdeen plenty of length here out of the pen. And his first pitch is a called strike to De Los Santos, 0-1. Well, Brooklyn just not a ton of offense up until this point. Two runs on just four hits. De Los Santos waves and misses at a breaking ball low and away, and it's 0-2. Cyclones scored their first run of the game on a balk. 0-2, De Los Santos swings and misses, foul tip held for strike three. So Omar down on strikes for the first time today, and it's bases empty, one away for Kevin Villavicencio. But I'm sure that Felipe Rojas Jr. more than pleased with the performance he's gotten from Preston Johnson, the right-hander, up until this point. First toss to Kevin Villavicencio, misses low, 1-0. You combine Johnson's length with the fact that it's the league-wide Monday off day tomorrow, 1-0. Villavicencio hits a hard ground ball through on the left side for a base hit. So Kevin aboard for the first time this afternoon, and it's a one-out base runner as the Cyclones put the go-ahead run on the base paths. But as I was saying, you combine that Johnson length with the off day tomorrow, and you'd figure this is an Iron Birds bullpen that is going to be relatively well-rested, pardon me, for a brand-new series starting Tuesday. So back to the top we go. Here's Wilfredo Lara, one on, one gone. Righty-righty matchup. Pickoff attempt to try to get Villavicencio. He got underneath. He's safe. But not a bad move from Johnson whatsoever. Saw a couple of nifty pickoff tries from your Danny Ventura earlier in the game, although none of them successful. Another try here from Johnson. And again, back safely. But Villavicencio was dancing around, daring Johnson to do it again. He did. Same result, though. Now he's right back to work. First pitch up coming to Lara. Checks his swing. Called strike. Nothing in one. So it was Lara who scored that first run of the game for Brooklyn on that balk all the way back in the bottom of the first. He's got a big hole on the right side here with Retzbach, Aberdeen's first baseman, holding on the runner. Big lead. Runner bluffs. 0-1 misses inside. 1-1. Well, the rain appears to have, I'm not sure if stopped is the right word, but definitely lightened up. Fans are still camped out underneath the overhang, particularly on the third base side. But not quite as heavy. It never really was super heavy to begin with. But it's been coming down. 1-1. Lara chops it down the third baseline, foul, and it's 1-2. Maybe a little bit of a downgrade from now a spritz to a mist. However you want to designate that precipitation. Wind blowing it around in every which direction as well. And not any blue to be found above. All gray. 2-2 tie here, bottom seven. One away, runner on first, and a 1-2 count. Johnson, the right-hander, belt set, deals. Ground ball, to the third baseman Young. Runner was going on the pitch, so it was only play to first. He's going to try for third, overslid the bag, and he's out. Well, Kevin Villavicencio wisely took off for third base because he was going on the pitch, but he overslid that third base pillow, and it ends up being a double play to end the inning. Let's go to the eighth in this 2-2 tie on Pally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
New arm in the game for the Cyclones as the field being tended to, the batter's circle. Brooklyn's ground crew hard at work here on this rainy Sunday afternoon as Brett Banks comes on to take the spot of Justin Lawson with the play-by-play for the rest of the way in this 2-2 tie here in the eighth. Here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. It is still pretty chilly here on Coney Island. Wind blowing in from right center field. Brett Banks taking over for Justin Lawson, whose day is done after three innings in relief. Final line for Lawson this afternoon was also close to getting through that seventh inning unscathed, but the final numbers for him, three innings, a run, three hits, did walk three and struck out one. Lawson, 51 pitches, 34 strikes. But Brett Banks on, joined the Cyclones a couple of weeks ago from Single A St. Lucie. Mets 11th round pick last year out of UNC Wilmington. Making his fifth appearance with the Cyclones, 1-0, a 4.15 ERA. Three hits and four and a third innings. Has walked two and struck out two. Banks, last pitching on Wednesday, when an inning and two-thirds, gave up a couple of runs on three hits. That, the two-run home run to Tavian Josenberger. Banks on here in the eighth inning, taking over for Lawson. Aberdeen going to send 5, 6, and 7 to the plate. Top of the 4 o'clock hour here in the East alongside Johnny Gademowitz. I'm Justin Rock. Final game of this two-week homestand for Brooklyn. Cyclones clinched a winning homestand with the victory yesterday afternoon at 20 and two-thirds scoreless innings from their pitching staff from Friday until the third inning today. Aberdeen trying to take their first lead since Thursday. Creed Willems will lead things off for the Ironbirds here in the eighth inning, 1-for-2 so far this afternoon. Willems has walked, grounded into a double play, and doubled it down the line in left. So Banks ready for his first toss of the afternoon, and the first pitch fastball fouled out of play to the left. And the count, no balls and a strike. Banks, high school teammate of Nolan McLean at Garner Magnet High School, as Banks will throw that ball out of play. Been a frequent sight here today. This pitcher is trying to find a way to get the driest baseball they can before they toe the slab. The 0-1. A breaking ball outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in this top half of the eighth inning, the 1-1. And Willem swings through the slider. And the count of ball and two strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning right now in Greensboro. Grasshopper is an 8-5 lead on Winston-Salem. The 1-2. Another fastball outside, that time at 93. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Well, Dylan Head, who was acquired, or actually, no, that was Hudson Head. So used to, I believe, Greensboro once upon a time was Marlins affiliate. As Willems fouls it away, it's 2-2. But no, it was Hudson Head who had a two-run home run today for Greensboro. Lloydell Schapelli, Colby Smelly went deep today for the dash. Is this off the hands of Willems? And another one ticketed towards the roof. And stays at two balls and two strikes. Rome, an 11-1 victory earlier today. That against Hickory. So the Emperors will go into the series on Tuesday off a win. As Willems laid on the fastball, strike three. Got him on the heater outside. And Brett Banks starts his day with a strikeout. Wins the seven-pitch battle. And one away in the top of the eighth. Brings up Elio Prado. 0-2 with a walk this afternoon. Prado fly ball to center his last time. And Banks misses upstairs. And the count 1-0. A.J. Exposito, a native of Brooklyn. For the Emperors, had a double, a homer, couple RBIs. Rome does come to Brooklyn later on this year. As Prado takes inside by the shins, it's two balls, no strikes. Exposito, his sixth home run of the year, tying himself with Willems for the league lead. As Prado takes outside, it's 3-0. Kemp Fisher of Asheville was here earlier this season, also tied atop the circuit in long balls. The 3-0. And that one at the knees. Three balls and a strike. Looks like some added natural light trying to find its way through the clouds just behind home. Field certainly feels a little brighter than it was a couple innings ago. The 3-1 high and tight. And Prado works a one-out walk. Aberdeen's done a good job working the free passes so far this afternoon. As Carter Young will step in. They earned eight walks despite being shut out on Friday, and they have earned another eight so far here this afternoon. Slippery conditions not helping. As Carter Young 0-3, ground out to first his last time, and Banks just misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. One Young fan making sure that the home plate umpire Jamal Allen knows he disagrees. The 1-0. This time at the letters. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Greenville, a 9-2 winner earlier today in Asheville. The 1-1. Up and in, two balls and a strike. And couple of youngsters who have made their way up to the Optimum rooftop, and I think they are purveying their lay of the land now. I don't know if they're looking for rogue foul balls, just enjoying the premium views. So the throw over to first base, and Prado back standing. They're certainly unbothered by the weather. Set at the belt, the 2-1, and a breaking ball hit in the air to center. This will hang up for De Los Santos, who makes the catch. Prado went halfway, now retreats. So 1-on, 2 down now in the top of the eighth inning. And Jalen Vasquez will step up to the plate. Luis Ravello, his third home run of the year today for Greenville. Jersey Shore, a 2-0 shutout earlier today down in Lakewood against Bowling Green. Cyclones will close that two-week road trip in Kentucky against the Hot Rods. As Vasquez takes high, 1-0, it'll be Brooklyn's first trip to the Commonwealth of Kentucky since 2022. The 1-0. And Vasquez can't catch up to the fastball. Tip into the glove of Osborne. It's a ball and a strike. Starlin Castillo, 5 shutout innings. 5 different pitchers combining on a 5-hit shutout for the Blue Claws. The 1-1. Heater off the plate away. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. And then there was one game impacted by the weather. Wilmington and Hudson Valley postponed down in Delaware. They'll make that up as part of a doubleheader on the 8th of June. 2-1. And a slider low. 3 balls and a strike now on Vasquez with Adam Retzbach waiting on deck. Josh Hetschka up and throwing in the Cyclones' right field bullpen. Here's the 3-1, and Vasquez swinging a high fastball. Tip into the glove of Osborne in the count full of 3-2. Banks dealt with injury in high school. Spent a couple years at junior colleges in North Carolina before moving on to the Colonial Athletic Association and UNC Wilmington. A couple outstanding years there before the Mets came calling. The payoff pitch, runner goes. At a fastball at the knees. Strike 3 called. And the side retired. So Banks strands a runner in the 8th. And the Cyclones will go to work in the bottom half trying to regain the lead. 2-3-4 due up. Jeffrey De Los Santos, LaRusso, and Lugo to follow. Tied at 2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
A new arm in the game for the Ironbirds. It is Graham Fyrevet on to make his second appearance of the series. So after Preston Johnson gives Aberdeen some serious length out of its bullpen, now it's Fyrevet's turn to try to make sure for Aberdeen this stays a 2-2 tie, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Jeffrey De Los Santos to lead things off here in the 8th, and he lines the first pitch down the right field line, and that's going to get past Prado and roll to the fence. Jeffrey on his way to second, and he's there standing with a first pitch double. Well, that's how you start the bottom of the 8th inning, and just like that, the Cyclones are runner in scoring position with nobody out. That double from Jeffrey De Los Santos calls for a Barrel Smith double barrel cocktail Put your barrel on the ball. So De Los Santos delivers. Back-to-back days with doubles to right for Jeffrey. He's reached in all five games so far as a Cyclone. As Nick LaRusso takes outside in the count 1-0. LaRusso 1-for-3 with a base hit. And a single to center his last time up. Fireved working from the first base side, the 1-0. And LaRusso takes the 90-mile-an-hour fastball at Denise. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. A look at second, the 1-1. And LaRusso takes up and in. 91 miles an hour on the fastball that time. Maton holding on the runner at second. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch, and LaRusso attacks the slider and fouls it out of play. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fireved, Orioles' 16th round pick a couple of years ago out of Virginia Tech. Off to a fantastic start, making a 7th appearance, no record, but a .79 ERA with a couple of saves. The 2-2. Breaking ball up and in, and it's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fireved, just 3 hits allowed in 11 in the third innings coming into play today. So Jeffrey, just the 4th hit of the year off Fireved. Has walked 8 and struck out 12. The payoff pitch, and LaRusso swings through the slider, strike 3. Big strikeout for Fireved, and that the first out in the bottom of the 8th inning. And now the shortstop, William Lugo, has walked a couple of times today. He's 0 for 1.
And if you're Lugo, all you got to do here is just try to put it in play, advance that runner. Same applied for LaRusso before, obviously, with nobody out.
And the first toss to Lugo, a fastball on the outer half. And the count 0-1. Fireved pitched on Wednesday, went 2 scoreless, 1 hit, a walk, struck out, a season-high 4. The 0-1 in the dirt with the slider. De Los Santos thought about making a break for third, but holds on. And the count even at a ball and a strike.
But on a day like today when it's wet and slippery, even with 2 outs, you'll take the runner on third base. Anything low in the dirt, pass ball, wild pitch, what have you, making it all the more important for Lugo to try to advance the runner here.
The 1-1, and this fouled straight back to the padded wall. And Fireved ahead of ball and 2 strikes. Final line for Preston Johnson this afternoon. As Lugo takes just a bit high. You can hear the Aberdeen dugout clamoring one and that one in for a strike. With the count evens at 2-2 with Preston Johnson 4 innings. 1 unearned run on 3 hits. The 2-2. Outside again with the fastball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. With 2 walks, 5 strikeouts for Johnson. 58 pitches, 36 strikes. Jeffrey De Los Santos at second with 1 out. Here's the payoff pitch. Down and away, ball 4, and Lugo's worked another walk. Has been so patient and continues to work the count. His 3rd free pass of the afternoon. And now Drake Osborne with 2 on and 1 out has one of the 6 Brooklyn base hits this afternoon. Had a single to left his first time up, has struck out and flied to left since. Third baseman Young hugging the line. And the breaking ball down. Blocked by Willems. Another ball thrown out of play. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Junior Tillian waiting on deck for the Cyclones. As the wind continues to howl in and towards the first base side. The 1-0. And Osborne thought about it, but keeps that bat back. And now the count runs to 2-0. The righty fires, and another one outside. 3 balls and no strikes. And now Fyrevet in danger of walking the bases loaded, as it looks like there might be another arm starting to throw out in the left field pen. This will be his 17th pitch here in the inning, the 3-0. Inside ball, 4, and the bases are loaded. It's such a wet day. Drake Osborne tried throwing that bat away, and it didn't go anywhere. Just threw and just went straight down. Gravity took the rest. But it all counts the same in terms of the walk. And the Cyclones now have the sack saturated, with one out for Junior Tillian as the pitching coach out for Aberdeen as the Ironbird bullpen scurries to work.
Yeah, I think for Jordy Henry here, Aberdeen pitching coach, just trying to calm him down, right? You talk about issuing back-to-back walks, tie game, late innings, just having confidence in his stuff. The problem for Fyrevet here is that not only does he have to make sure he's on his stuff, he's got to make sure that he doesn't allow a fly ball to the outfield, because in all likelihood, that would give Brooklyn the lead with the bases juiced and one away.
So a great opportunity for Brooklyn with the bases full and one out. A game tied at 2, the first pitch from Fyrevet. And a nice slider, but it misses outside in the count 1-0. So another one missing at the 6th straight out of the zone. The 1-0. Up and in, 2 balls and no strikes on Tillian. Jose Hernandez patiently waiting on deck. Jeffrey De Los Santos at third, Lugo at second, Osborne at first. Here's the 2-0. And a slider outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. And he's got nowhere to put him. Fyrevet trying to gather himself just to the first base side of the rubber. Looking up at the ring lights down the third base line. The 3-0 pitch. And there's a get-me-over fastball strike. It's 3-1. And the loudest we've heard this Maimonides Park crowd tonight, bellowing out their disapproval of that call. Infield in at the corners, halfway at the middle. Outside ball 4, and the Cyclones have regained the lead. A bases loaded free pass to Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn goes back in front 3-2. No one said it had to be pretty. And Tillian finds a way to get on base and bring in the go-ahead run from third.
Well, on a day like today, you'll take them however you can get them. And Brooklyn potentially not done yet. Still only one gone in the frame, and the base is juiced.
Just one hit in the inning. The leadoff double by De Los Santos, but 3 walks have allowed the Cyclones to jump in front, as Jose Hernandez takes a called strike on the inner half. Hernandez 0-for-3 today. Fly to left his last time. Another one of those could add to the Cyclones' advantage. Middle infield halfway, corners in, and Hernandez pops it in the air. First base side, Retzbach towards the warning track, and this one will get 5 rows into the seats. And the count 0-2. Omar De Los Santos waits on deck. In a back-and-forth affair, Brooklyn took the lead in the home first on a balk. Regained the lead in the 5th inning. The 0-2, and Hernandez in the air to right. This will get at least one in. Back into his left, reaching out, and Prado can't make the play. 2 runs are in on his way to third. Tillian stopping at second with a 2-run double is Jose Hernandez. And the Cyclones have taken a 5-2 eighth inning lead. Jose Hernandez just past the outstretched glove of Elio Prado down the right field line. The runners had to hold up to make sure Prado didn't make the catch with less than two out. So Tillian goes first to third. Hernandez delivers and chases the right-hander Fyrevet. Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the dugout to make a call to the bullpen. New arm coming in. The Cyclones, their largest lead of the day, 5-2. With second and third and one out in the eighth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
New arm in the game for the Ironbirds. It is Davey Cruz, who was sharp in his first outing of the series. A southpaw on in what is now a 5-2 Brooklyn lead, with runners on second and third and only one out after Graham Fyrevet chased out of this ballgame, Justin.
Couple of big at-bats in a row. The bases loaded walk to Tillian and the two-run opposite field double by Jose Hernandez delivering in a massive spot. Infield in all around now for Aberdeen with Cruz out of the bullpen. Omar De Los Santos 1-for-3 with a single. And he swings the first pitch, loops it in the air to center. Coming on Bradfield, he'll make the catch. Tillian bluffs the tag from third as Bradfield's throw home makes it there on a hop. Just didn't get that ball deep enough into center as he got it off the end of the bat. And Bradfield, despite missing the last couple of weeks on the IL, showing off that strong left arm. And now it'll be Kevin Villavicencio as the infield can move back now. Certainly looks like Josh Hedgeka will come on and pitch the ninth for Brooklyn, continuing to throw down the right field line. As lefty Cruz sets at the belt, and Villavicencio takes a call at strike one. Kevin 1-for-3 with a base hit. Brooklyn, three runs on two hits here in this eighth inning, taking advantage of three walks. The 0-1 from Cruz. And Villavicencio takes a knee-high strike. 0-2 the count now. Cruz, youngest player on this Aberdeen roster. Turned 20 years old back in February. The 0-2 pitch inside nearly clips Villavicencio by the belt, but able to back out of the way. It's a ball and two strikes. Cruz making his eighth appearance, 0-1, a 169 ERA. Does have a save, six hits allowed in 10 and two-thirds innings. The 1-2. At the knee, strike three called, and the side is retired. But not before Brooklyn strikes for three runs on two hits. The big blow, an opposite field two-run double to right by Jose Hernandez. We head to the ninth. Josh Hedgeka coming on. Brooklyn holding on to a 5-2 lead on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion. there's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Well, it's damp, but the spirits are high as we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Cyclones a three spot in the eighth to take a 5-2 lead. On to make his record-setting 48th appearance. Out of the Brooklyn Cyclones bullpen, Josh Hetschka breaking the tie with Hunter Parsons for the most in franchise history. And he'll come on to try and record the final three outs as the first pitch to Adam Retzbach. Misses outside in the count 1-0. Hetschka out of Johns Hopkins University, making his seventh appearance of the year. No record at 2.7 earned run average. As Retzbach takes a strike, it's even at one. Hetschka, four hits allowed in 6 2/3 innings. Just one walk, four strikeouts as a slow frisbee slider. As Retzbach out in front in the count 1-2. Hetschka rocking the glasses, hiding his eyes behind that light blue mitt, the 1-2 pitch, and the slider outside. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hetschka from the stretch, the 2-2, and he struck him out on the slider. 75 in, and Hetschka starts the ninth with a strikeout, one away. Final line for Brett Banks out of the bullpen for Brooklyn. Goes an inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, struck out a pair. And line for the victory this afternoon as Bradfield Jr. takes outside for ball one. Banks 22 pitches, 11 strikes in the eighth, the 1-0. And Bradfield takes a strike on the inner half at 81. Count evens at one. The 1-1 looped in the air right center field. Out is the second baseman, Villavicencio. On the right fielder, Lara. And with Omar De Los Santos nearly crashing in front of him, Lara able to make the running grab for the second out, and the Cyclones one out away from a series victory. But Hetschka, in his Cyclones career, has picked up three saves as Nick Maton, the rehabber, will take outside. It's 1-0. He's been on base three times so far this afternoon, the 1-0. Outside, it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Maton, a strikeout, an RBI triple, a walk, and a single in this ballgame. First time he's played a full one this week. As a 2-0 inside, it's 3-0 with Mac Horvath on deck. Playing the first seven innings of the ball games for Maton earlier in the week. Just normal protocol as part of a minor or major league rehab assignment. As Maton outside, ball four, and he keeps the game going. On base for the fourth time this afternoon. And the game continues for Mac Horvath as Drake Osborne out to have a conversation. Rain has really slowed down to nothing more than just a light sprinkle at this moment. Righty's first pitch, and Horvath takes a called strike one. Horvath, 1-for-3 with a base hit in this ballgame. That is last time up, an RBI single to right. Big lead off of first for Maton, and they'll give him second. As Horvath takes outside, it's even at one. Defensive indifference as Maton moves into scoring position. Back leg bent, front leg straight, the 1-1. And Horvath pops it straight up. Osborne, mask in hand, tosses it aside, coming towards home plate. Sliding towards the warning track, makes the catch. And you can celebrate a series victory for Los Jefes de Brooklyn. Our first Copa de la Diversión night of the season. And the Cyclones close out the homestand with a victory. Your final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 2. Josh Hetchka picking up his fourth save as a member of the Cyclones over the last several years in his record-setting appearance here today, the most by a pitcher in franchise history, is 48th, as Wilfredo Lara has that Dominican flag in hand, waving it as he goes through the handshake line, celebrating on this Sunday afternoon. A very successful Copa de la Diversión Sunday on Cinco de Mayo here on Coney Island. With the win, Brooklyn improving their record to 15-12. Aberdeen with the loss, dropping to 13-15 on the year. Winning pitcher this afternoon for the Cyclones, Brett Banks. He improves to 2-0. One inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, a couple of strikeouts. The losing pitcher for Aberdeen is Graham Fyrevet. He drops to 0-1. Gave up the three runs in the eighth on two hits, three walks, and a strikeout. And Josh Hetchka picking up his first save of the year. One inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a K. Final line score this afternoon, Aberdeen, two runs, five hits, an error. They left 10. For the Cyclones, five runs, seven hits, no errors. They left 7. Final time of the game this afternoon, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,079 here on this rainy Sunday afternoon. Well, that'll pretty much do it for us as the Cyclones close out this winning homestand with yet another series victory. They've won all three sets so far here at home, and if you keep continuing to win series, you keep finding a way to end up in the win column, and the Cyclones will continue their winning ways into the Southeast with a trip to Georgia and Kentucky coming up starting on Tuesday. That'll pretty much do it for us today, but a reminder coming up on Tuesday, after the league-wide off day on Monday, the Cyclones will be down in Rome, Georgia, to take on the Emperors. 7 o'clock, first pitch down in the Peachtree State. I'll be there to give you the play-by-play coverage. We'll start on the Cyclones Radio Network at 6:45 Eastern leading up to that 7 o'clock first toss. We'll get you the probables and the entire rotation for that week on BrooklynCyclones.com. After the trip to Georgia and Kentucky, Cyclones return home May the 21st to open up a next homestand against the Hudson Valley Renegades. So make sure you mark your calendars for the next time the Cyclones are back here at Maimonides Park. But for our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, our entire crew back in the video room, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, everyone running the cameras, helping make everything look pretty on the TV side. And, of course, as always, for my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 2. Brooklyn has won 3 straight, and they take yet another home series. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday in Georgia. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.